This is Ozarks at Large for May 23rd, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Support for KUAF comes from Circle of Life Hospice, focused on providing compassionate end-of-life care and bereavement support. Services are available in Madison, Carroll, Benton, and Washington counties. Circle of Life Hospice. Ask for us by name. More information is available at nwacircleoflife.org.
Later on this edition of Ozarks, getting outside. We'll find out why you may be seeing more ticks this May than usual. And eight gardens in and around Fayetteville are prepared for the 7th annual OmniPeace Garden Tour this weekend.
Our history doctor is also back with a look at the sometimes contentious relationship between the United States Supreme Court, the White House, and Congress. A discussion about why the checks and balances sometimes chafe is ahead.
First, about one-fifth of Arkansas's registered voters cast ballots during the May primary. The Arkansas Secretary of State's office says turnout for the election was just over 21%. In Washington County, voters decidedly turned back a quarter-cent sales tax intended to fund an expansion of public transit. The proposal was rejected by 64% of those casting ballots. Just over 13,000 people voted against the measure, while just under 7,400 voted in favor.
An expanded 4th Congressional District will have a new representative to send to Washington, D.C. to replace retiring Mike Ross. Last night, Arkansas Republican primary voters nominated Tom Cotton, a political newcomer, over two other Republican candidates. His Democratic opponent in the November general election, yet to be decided, State Senator Gene Jeffress earned just fewer than 40% of the vote, and Q. Bynum Hurst received about 35%. They'll face each other in a runoff battle in 3 weeks.
The only statewide vote other than the pretty much determined presidential nominations was for a seat on the Arkansas State Supreme Court. Court of Appeals Judge Joe Hart defeated Raymond Abramson in that race.
As far as the selection of presidential nominees, Arkansas's GOP voters gave Mitt Romney 68% of their vote, and Democrats gave President Barack Obama 58%. Democratic voters gave a lawyer from Tennessee, John Wolf, 41% yesterday. Jay Barth, a political scientist at Hendricks College, says the results highlight some of the differences between districts in Arkansas.
It's really no new news in terms of Arkansas's conservative Arkansans, especially white rural Arkansans, dislike of the president. I saw that the president did very well in Pulaski County, for instance, which is a place where, you've got more progressive voters and much more loyal Democratic voters who are turning out to vote.
Jay Barth says there is little doubt that Arkansas will vote strongly in favor of the presumptive GOP nominee Mitt Romney in the fall.
The University of Arkansas women's golf team is tied for 20th at the NCAA National Championship Tournament after the first day of play in Franklin, Tennessee. The Razorbacks continue play there today.
And the University of Arkansas Razorback baseball team is trying to avoid a quick exit from the SEC tournament in Hoover, Alabama today. Yesterday, Arkansas dropped a 9-1 decision to Mississippi State in the first round. They're playing Mississippi at this hour in an elimination game. Last chance I got to peek before we started putting together the show, the score was Mississippi 1, Arkansas nothing in the bottom of the fifth.